From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. To all the members of the Scouting Movement who have shared with us this weekend, I trust that you have enjoyed the experience and leave the Jota Jotai weekend having learned something new. And I trust your time has been well spent and we can join up again in 2024. In the meantime, if you would like to learn more of what we do, please call your operator, your local radio club, or contact wia.org.au via the website. We would love to keep our friendship going. We've been reminded by the media and politicians of how much the cost of living has increased in recent times. Basic items like a packet of potato chips have jumped almost a dollar in shelf price at one discount grocery chain. That's just one example of close to a 30% jump in prices, which I have observed. The weekly shopping basket is getting more and more filled with store brands and weekly special buys, and lots of people will be looking as much to the news from the Reserve Bank on Tuesday as they will be barracking for a winner at the Melbourne Cup. There are the favoured sites that people go to seeking a good buy, and radio amateurs maintain a reputation for being very prudent with their money. Now, I wonder how many radio amateurs have been paying attention to the selling prices of second-hand gear. The online sites that I look over tell a sorry tale to me. The prices that people are asking for consumer electronics, brown goods, let alone recreational gear such as CB and ham radios, seem to go up as they age. Of course, we know that items over 25 years old are vintage and must, of course, be valuable and collectible just on the basis of their age. I've little doubt that some of the advertisers of these items also worry about the number of people joining the hobby. I've little doubt that many are amongst those who raised their hackles at the high cost of entry by way of exam fees and the price of new equipment. I also wonder how these sellers can reconcile the two attitudes and offer a more economic entry path to aspiring operators. There are clubs who support new amateurs with loans of equipment, while the new person has to get the feel of the amateur radio. The Wireless Institute gives a free membership for newly qualified hams if they apply. But sadly, the person using initiative and researching their own purchases in the second-hand market too often are shocked by the Gordon Gecko maxim of greed is good. Over many years, I've heard stories of various money-making ruses used by so-called reputable amateurs, buying books at a discount and charging full retail on delivery, picking up bargains at Hamfest and adding a couple of 100% markup when they list the item online. I feel these practices are counterproductive to growing this great activity. It would be wonderful to see sellers adopt a reasonable price regime for older gear and demonstrate a welcome to new members. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.